In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me, says Jesus, your Lord and Savior. Let not your hearts be troubled, dear friends, for the prophet Isaiah is right. The Lord waits to be gracious to you. He exalts himself to show mercy to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, dear friends, for St. Paul is right too. You are no longer strangers and aliens, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Let not your hearts be troubled, dear friends, for your Lord is faithful to his promises. He says he has gone away to prepare a place in his eternal kingdom for you, and so he has. Let not your hearts be troubled, dear friends, for you have received the sign of the Holy Cross, marking you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified, and having been redeemed and marked, you have forgiveness, life, and salvation. What then is there that could possibly trouble your hearts? What have you to fear or to fret about? Nothing. You are saved. You are forgiven. You are free. You are a dear child of God, a member of His divine family. There is nothing that should trouble your hearts. Nothing. And yet, how often are your hearts troubled? It is just the reality of living in this sinful flesh. Broken relationships, unemployment, hospitalized family and friends, physical and emotional pain. Some of us are a little gimpy at this time. And uncertain futures, not only for ourselves, but our families and even our churches. Wayward children, empty pews, loneliness and depression, death. These are all things that might trouble your hearts. And we could add many more things to the list. But why do they trouble your hearts? It is because you are by nature sinful and unclean. You are right to confess that. It's the truth. It brings no joy to the preacher to tell you that, to point that out to you, and it would be much easier to avoid pointing that out to you, even as I'm sure it brings no joy to any sinner to hear it. But it's the truth. Your hearts are troubled because you are sinners who live in a sinful, dead and dying world where you are constantly bombarded and afflicted with the devastating results of sin on every side. You struggle, even you, good, faithful, church-going Lutheran Christians, you struggle with doubt and despair at times because you don't fear, love, and trust in God above all things. You, even you, allow the devil, the world, and your own sinful flesh to get the best of you. You fall prey to temptation and believe that the cause of all your trials and tribulations, all your pain and suffering, must be that either God doesn't love you or worse, that there's no God at all. You are then just like Saints Philip and James and all the apostles. In that upper room on the night when our Lord was betrayed, they have doubt and despair. Their hearts were troubled because they didn't fear, love, and trust in God above all things. God incarnate was standing right before them and staring them in their faces, and they still struggled with unbelief. Show us the Father, Philip asked. What a ridiculous request to make. The Father's right there. For the Father is in the Son. Show us the Father, though, Philip says. Show us that, and that will be enough for us. Then we will finally believe. Then we'll be the kind of Christians you want us to be. It's akin to when you say in your heart, why are things like this happening to me, O Lord? What have I done to deserve this? Get me out of this. Remove my pain. Take away my suffering. Heal my relationship. Secure my future. Show me that you are real. And that will be enough for me. Repent. Have I been with you so long and you still don't know me? Have you forgotten my word? Don't you realize that my grace is sufficient for you? Stop letting your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. You have nothing to fear. In my kingdom, suffering precedes glory and weakness produces strength. I know that's not what you're used to, but that's how it works with me. What have you to fear? I have paid the price in full for all of your sins. I have risen from the tomb to open the way to everlasting life for you, and I have ascended to the Father to be your advocate and to prepare a place for you in the paradise of my eternal kingdom. What have you to fear? What is there that should trouble your hearts? Nothing. Believe in God. Believe also in me, says Jesus. Let not your hearts be troubled, dear friends. There is no need for that. You have been baptized into the divine family. You dwell now in the wilderness of this sinful world, and while you do, there will be no end to the trials and tribulations you must endure here. But this is not your home. This is not all there is. Believe what you said in that hymn a few minutes ago. Heaven is my home. I'm but a stranger here. Believe that, for it's true. Your Lord does not lie. He has prepared a place for you, and He will come back to take you to be where He is. And wonder of wonders, He has already begun to fulfill that promise, for He has brought you here to be where He is, that you might hear Him proclaim His word and receive His very body and blood in the Eucharist. He has brought you who are weary and heavy laden, you who have troubled hearts, here to be with Him, that you might unload everything upon Him and walk away with His restful peace. And all of this is but a foretaste of the feast to come, where what you experience in part now, you will experience in full then. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in Jesus. Your salvation is secure, and your place in paradise is prepared. Nothing can take that away from you, not the devil or the world or the old Adam in you or any of the trials and tribulations which come your way. Let not your hearts be troubled. Instead, let them rejoice, even in the midst of suffering. For that suffering, whatever it is, will not last. But the word of your Lord endures forever. And that word assures you that your sufferings here do not compare with the glory that awaits you when you get home, when you finally are brought to where Jesus has prepared a place for you. And we know that Jesus speaks the truth, for we know that He is risen. He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.